This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah the concept of mashke, and that is that when it comes to the rules of Tumah, certain specific liquids are considered mashke liquids and are subject to more strict Tumah rules. Included in the list of these particular liquids is water, and milk, and blood. And one important halacha that applies to these particular liquids is the law of Hechsher L'Tumah. And that is, the Torah says that food is not susceptible to Tumah until it's detached from the ground, and it also has to have become wet with one of the halachic liquids. Moreover, Chazal derived from the language of the Pasuk that the physical fact that a food became wet with one of the liquids doesn't necessarily make that food susceptible to Tumah. Rather, the owner of the food has to have been pleased with the fact that the food became wet with that mashke. Let's say the owner didn't want the food to become wet with that liquid. Then that wouldn't count, and the food would not be hechsher l'tumah, would not be susceptible to Tumah. But our Mishnah makes a point of clarification on this, that this is a prerequisite, this notion that the liquid only counts as far as the Tumah rules if the owner wanted it to be there, only applies to the issue we just mentioned. And the question of whether this food is now going forward susceptible to Tumah, which we require for that, it gets wet. The event of it getting wet has to be something that was agreeable to the owner. But there's no agreeableness requirement when it comes to a different application of a Tumah coming from a liquid. Namely, the halacha that says that a liquid that is secreted by a tummy person is itself a source of Tumah. That law applies regardless of whether the person actually wanted the liquid to be in the location that it now is. And thus, the halacha is, for example, let's say some milk came out of a tummy woman's breasts and fell into an earthenware oven. The halacha is tummy, the oven becomes tummy. Even if she specifically didn't want the milk to go there, because the law that says that a liquid from a tummy person is tummy and is a source of Tumah applies whether the person from whom that liquid came from wanted the liquid to get secreted there or not. And likewise, let's say a tummy woman was clearing an oven of its ashes, and in the course of that, she got pricked by a thorn, and she bled a bit. So now the blood is in the airspace of the oven. Let's say she got a burn, and put her burnt finger in her mouth, and then put her hand back in the oven, so now some of her saliva. And let's say she's only reaching the tumah, so the fact that her hand went in the oven doesn't make a tameh. The only thing that can make the oven tameh is if the liquid does so. The halacha is nitma, yes. The liquid, the blood, or saliva makes the oven tameh. For once again, the halacha that a tameh liquid from a tameh person is a source of tumah applies regardless of whether the person from whom that liquid came wanted the liquid to be where it is now. The owner's agreeableness with the liquid being where it is now is only relevant in regards to the law of hechsher l'tumah. Once again, the fact that a food became wet with one of the mashke liquids only makes that food susceptible to tumah if the owner was agreeable with the fact that the food became wet in that way.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.